Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, well, are you really excited? Some of you don't look happy at all. Please lay aside all your anger, please, before you fight us in this place. So far, so good. We have tried our best to be brief enough for everybody, and I believe we are not wicked enough. I will try to be as brief as possible so that we. Paul says something. He said, while he was saying that, I was just imagining the data of how many people mosquitoes have killed. And it will amaze me to know that mosquito is just living for just 7 days. And look at the kind of millions of people it has killed. I mean, something that can be very small has power. I'm surprised. Is it my mom or who that told me that, is it pig that if scorpion bite it, will die or something like that? But if snake bite it, will not die. God. Eh? Wow, it will even eat the snake. It's so amazing. You know, there was one day I went to pray as regular. I just went to some bush, some mountain to pray while I used to walk around. As I was coming from that other burial ground, I saw one big man. You know what I mean by big man now? An old man, he was crying, he couldn't even walk. I was wondering who beat this man. I said it was scorpion that bit him. And this man was on the ground trying to do, he was just shouting and crying like a child. I now felt pity for him. Scorpion, it's silent and old man. At that time, you know, say, I'm the head. No. I'm the man. There was no man there. The man was crying and sweating profusely. And I was shocked. You know, it amazes me. And that was how people came and they helped him and they carried him. I saw him carrying the man and everything. They gave him onion, he ate. They gave him cucumber, he ate. They gave him garlic, he ate. Banu. He was still paining the man. But there was somebody, like me, if scorpion bites me, I don't feel it. Even my sister, I think, rejoiced too. She don't feel it. Some people say it's blood, you know, I don't know. So it's just funny enough. Why some people, if they think bite them, it's a wire. Me, if you bite me now, I just look as if it's just ant. I don't have to take anything to go. But some people, they cannot walk. One of my friends, when we used to be bad boys, with all our smoking and drinking and doing big boy, he used to say, Scorpio has never bite him before. I know the thing will bite him tomorrow. Because he was prophesying. You know, he says something you may not believe. Witness. Do you realize that anytime you are talking about someone, the person will come? The person do not come, the person will call you. It will not take 1, 2, 3 days. The person will reach you. I'm telling you. Because everything you see here, this talk we are talking now, this wind is carrying it even to different places. So when you are saying snake has never bite, scorpion has never, you start feeling it around because it will come. It will come. And that was how I told him to stop saying that. He said, what am I saying? He said, do I know how many years? I said, oh God, calm down. And that was how he was just keep talking, and in the evening, he just wanted to just stretch and just lie down a little bit, you know. And the scorpion truly called him higher. I hear, fire, fire, fire. I say, oh God, what's the problem? He said, he's just feeling a pain everywhere. He's even saying snake that bite him. I say, which one is snake again? Until he now check and saw a scorpion. You don't even know where the scorpion came from. Those things are very spiritual. I used to wonder those ants that used to enter inside sugar. You see those ants inside sugar. Whether you close sugar with bottle, those ants will enter inside. Are they disappearing to enter inside, or are they growing from inside the sugar? It's not for you to know. These things are spiritual. I'm telling you. I don't know how that scorpion appeared and it sting the guy. And that's how the guy began to cry. He did cry and cry. He was sweating and crying. Sweating and crying. And that day he was not dressed well. It was for his boxer. You know when you want to stretch? And that's how I see my guy man was just shouting and crying. He was, you come, oh, come, oh, come. I will die, I will die. I said, you are not dying anything. While they came, he said they should look for twins for him. They say if there is a twin, if the twin touch the place, to stop. We look for twins and triplets, nothing stop. They gave him pepper, he ate pepper. Gave him garlic, ate garlic. Gave him onions, ate onions. But I don't know. There was a stone they brought and they put for him, the thing stop. Is that what they call it? Jerusalem stone. So because it's from Jerusalem, they used to do that. What is the mechanism in the stone that makes you do that? God, that stone too is spiritual. Just leave it there. As they put that stone for that guy, the thing gone. And the guy slept. I said, why did they bring it in time? I wanted him to understand what scorpion bite is. So as little as those things have, they have the ability to make you cry. Have you seen a proud man beg or cry before? It's a very hard thing. That kind of cry that you don't want to cry, but you have to cry. You know, mosquitoes may look very small, but they can shut down your spiritual life. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. How many of you have been struck by malaria before? You don't understand. You will pray in tongues, the prayer will come back. You will claim faith, claim faith, claim faith. Something will tell you, go and buy malaria drug, go and buy it. It's just 500 naira, go and buy it. Those things are small, but they have dealt with people. Not only you, they have dealt with almost everybody. You know? And that's why you must be able to understand that in this life, we truly need God to help us. There's a realm of divine health where all this may not have to happen. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm feeling sick in my body, but it will go. You see, no, it's not amen. You see, that's the problem. Now, you don't understand, it's spiritual. We were there. As I just sat down, I was just enjoying the rays of the light. I said, no. When you start feeling like that, it's something. I said, let me come back here. You get it? But it will go. Number one is stress. Stress is a more worse sickness than any sickness. When you are stressed, it can open you to any other sickness. Rest is a medicine. People don't know. Anytime you begin to sense a symptom of sickness, rest. I'm telling you. By the time you rest a little bit, your body has a natural immune system. That immune system has all the thoughts you can ever think of. It will fight it naturally. That's why when somebody has HIV and AIDS, if you don't tell the person may live long. If you tell the person will enter stress and he will die. Even if you are giving the person medicine. And that's why sometimes doctors create more problems. Because when they tell you have cancer, cancer has been there for a long time. They are just telling you today. And from today, your death begins. Because now they have prophesied to you. So cancer now became a living thing too, as you said. And now you want to find expression. You know, you say something that there was a time he told us about the... He said he told the hepatitis in his body. If you want to go, go. But if you want to remain, better remain and keep quiet. That's how it works. Most times I wake up with symptoms of sickness. And I just let the sickness know that if you remain, no wahala, we'll be together. I have enough room for you. But if you are going to remain, be quiet. Don't stop me from doing what I'm doing. I get it now. But in case, if the thing hits you very well, please go and buy drugs. Taking drugs is not a sin. I get what I'm saying now. If you take drugs, you still go to heaven. Please. You know, somebody call me, Apostle, I'm sick. Apostle, I'm sick. Should I take drugs? I say, are you asking me this kind of question? That he has faith, he will be healed. I said, go and take drugs. Why? Because that you got sick, it means that your faith is not yet sufficient enough to prevent you from getting sick. Do you understand? So don't deceive yourself. It's not a sin. One of the strongest apostles in this nation said somebody came to his house for counseling. And when the person came, the person now saw him taking plenty drugs. And you know when malaria hit you, typhoid to follow. They are twin brother. If you mistakenly treat one, you don't treat the other one. The other one will say, you forget me. Are they here too? So most times they give you drugs of many colors because they are multiple of sicknesses. You see yellow, blue, black, and all of them. And you have to swallow them. And that's how, as the man supplemented drugs, he said, Papa, I came for counseling so that you can also pray for me because I'm feeling sick. And you are taking drugs. I'm confused. I thought with all the faith, all the anointing, this thing doesn't come close to you. The man look at him, he doesn't even know what to tell him. Because at that point, you don't even know what to tell. Because you are the deliverer and need deliverance too. He just look at him and say, thank God you are not my God. Because if you are my God, you will judge me unfaithful. Because you feel as though that I take the drugs I've seen. But God has seen his heart. I get what I'm saying now. So if he hits you very well, please, go and take drugs. You will not die. At least have more strength so that you can push again. Is that okay now? So we truly, really need God to help us. But God can help you. When God helps you, all these sickness will not be catching you everywhere. There are people that every month, every week, they fall sick. And the same sickness. They have taken all the grade of the malaria drugs. It doesn't solve anything. Their own now is spiritual. You get what I'm saying now? Because now it's an attack on your immune system. Okay. Wow, enough of the preamble. Let's move. Truly speaking, we really need God to help us. We really, really need God to help us. You know, sometimes one of the reasons why we don't as much as produce enough result in the body of Christ is because of the our lifestyle. Do you understand? A wrong lifestyle can make a potent prayer point, a potent prayer look important. Do you understand? Somehow, prayer is supposed to also be a sacrifice. But you see, God always have a way of detesting, okay, the Bible said that the prayer of a sinner is an abomination. You know what's an abomination? Many of you have watched Nigerian movie. You see, yeah, abomination. Okay. When anything that look like that happen, it's a worst case scenario. Okay, like when a son impregnated his mother, what do you say? Abomination. When a sister and a brother impregnated, it's abomination. Or when you kill your mother, it's abomination. So God referred to the prayer of a sinner man as an abomination, as something that should never be said. And the sacrifice offered by a sinner man, the Bible refers to it as what? Strange incense. It's not as if it's not an incense. It's an incense, but it's a strange one. Have you bought... have you seen our serpent before? That is incense, but it's a strange one. If you put our serpent here, it will follow you to the rest of your days. I get what I'm saying now. It's a strange incense. It will rise, but when God hears it, God will. So there were some songs of the priests that went and offered sacrifice unto the Lord. But the Lord did not accept it because it was a strange incense. And when a man offers strange incense, sometimes he's killed, like Uzziah. Because you offer it not accordance to the obedience of the Lord. That's a protocol to offer any sacrifice. You understand what I'm saying now? Even the high priest is the most qualified among all the priests. For him to enter the holies of holies, he will offer sacrifice for himself first. Repent of his sin first. Then they will tie a rope on his body. Then they will now enter with fear and trembling. So that peradventure, if he is a sinner, the glory of God will hit him. Because that Shekinah glory of God that come to bless a man also come to kill. There's a level of the glory of God that when you make contact with, you would leave, you would just die and go. Do you know what is going to come and resurrect us on the last day? Do you know what is coming to rapture men? It's the glory of God. When God comes, he takes you up. So my father, the chariot of Israel. And the horse. So there is something that came when Jesus Christ was about to be to ascend. Something came, a cloud descended. It was the glory of God. When that cloud came, you don't need to see the transport system. That as that cloud covered, he has gone. No man that is alive can do like that. As you are going, you are dying, you are going. I get what I'm saying now. So when God wanted to kill Moses, he said, come and die in the glory. When he wanted to kill Aaron, he said, come and die. As he just came there, bam, they are gone. That's why sometimes when God speaks to you, he comes with an energy level. Have you had an encounter before you wake up, you are shaking, you are as if you nearly died? That's what the presence and the power of the Lord will do to you. Anytime you appear before the glory of God, it has the ability to kill you, then to give you life again. Now imagine a sinner. You now see why God don't encounter people. It's to save you, because when you come, you may die. When Uzziah, when the Lord came, Uzziah died. See, in the year King Uzziah died, it was very easy to kill him, because the glory also come to judge. So one of the things that make our prayer important is our lifestyle. It's very important. That's why I'm telling you that. You see all this labor we have done now, it's good. But when God look at each and every one of us now, he will now say, should I even promote this person? Should I promote you? You are wicked, you are still bad. Should I promote you? Because no matter how desperate God is, God will never use a wrong person. Do you know what I'm saying now? He will work with you to build you, to change you, but he will not carry you wrong and say he want to use you. No, you'll be a problem. So God deal with you. He will deal with you. Make a lot of things leave you. He will take away the anger, take away the loss, take away this one. Take it, because he knows that if you leave you like that, if you go far, you will crash. Is that okay? You don't take a plane that is not well checked and take it to the sky. You may not have the privilege to park it in the sky again. Because parking means you are dying. You have entered a realm of glory. You too, you are ascend. Is that okay now? That's why I say we need God to help us. Okay. I realize long time ago that no matter how we do, we cannot help ourselves. It's impossible. This standard of God is very, very, very high. Let's not lie to ourselves. It's not easy to live a holy life. It's not easy to follow God. It's not easy not to think bad thoughts. Maybe you are a very, very holy person, but I don't know. We have, you know, as you advance in age, you have friends, you have seen things, your eyes, your ear, everything has contaminated. Right now, God is washing you with ISA. He's soaking you and washing again, and washing every day, just so that you can be okay. That's what I'm saying. You are being washed by the washing of the water, by the word all the time. That's why you need to listen to the word of God all the time. It washes you, it purifies you. If not, all kinds of things will be visiting you. I told you now, we are a habitation of spirit. Whether we like it or not, we are designed to host spirit. So if you don't host God, somehow his spirit will come and host you. He will come and say, thank you for creating room for me. So that is why you can lock yourself inside and say you don't want to go outside. Still, spirit will come and be talking to you. You even think more bad thinking than you are there like that. Because an idle man still remains a devil workshop. So you don't have an option. So you still need God to help you. That's why I say, a man that God help is always better than a man that help himself. So either ways, you must submit yourself to the tutelage of God for God to help you. And one of the ways we do that is through this prayer, through this word. Okay now. And that challenge of a believer to live holy is very important. Very, very important. You know, God was saying something. The way you are now, do you know you are already on the spotlight? You cannot hide. Anybody can do anything and get away. You try it and see. Even in your house, you say, huh? Look at her. And she's praying, oh. And she just came back from prayer, oh. So you are forced to live a life that is right. Because your parents are looking at you like God. They don't know the Bible, the God of the Bible, but they look at you, they say, Kai, you are not a human being. So anytime you do something that looks like a human being, you are in problem. So 2 o'clock, Paul can enter inside life here, and somebody will call and say, "Also, you are back." Sometimes I used to wonder if people even know. Somebody say, "I saw you passing the bike." Mentor say, "You saw me at where? At Congo Plaza." Look at this kind of thing. Then imagine other people that are seeing you, may not even know. So when you think they are not seeing you, they are looking at you. That's a problem. And they expect you to be perfect. Like, there is no, they don't want you to be 99.99 at all. No, they want you to be 100%. So you need God to help you to live a life that is holy, a life that, you know, it's normal for somebody to come and slap us down your name again. To slap Moses. You know, Moses will fight back. But if somebody slap me now, if I fight back now, I say, "Apostle, Apostle say fight back." But even the Moses, there are some people that expect him not to fight back, because he's a Christian. One of my friends said, "Kai, I will drop this Bible and I'll break your head." You know that, my friend. Huh? He was just arguing with the man. I was begging him. I said, "We are apostles here." I was saying, "See, forget this thing. Let me prove to this man." I said, "Oh, God." Later, and I will not try to tell the man that we are ministers. The man said, "Man, get out of there. Get out of there." I said, "See? You are on the spotlight. You are on the spotlight."